The Self-Esteem Revolution, How to Use the Science of Self-Esteem to Create a Life You Love. By Nathaniel Brandon. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Self-Esteem Revolution, How to Use the Science of Self-Esteem to Create a Life You Love by Nathaniel Brandon is an exploration into the science and practice of self-esteem. The book provides readers with practical tools for building their own self-esteem, as well as understanding how it affects all aspects of life. It also examines how low self-esteem can lead to depression, anxiety, and other mental health issues. Brandon begins by discussing what he calls the six pillars that make up healthy self-esteem: living consciously, taking responsibility for one's choices, having integrity, developing a sense of purpose in life, cultivating relationships based on mutual respect and trust, and practicing self-acceptance. He then goes on to explain why these are important components of good mental health, providing examples from his own experience as well as those from others who have achieved success through applying these principles. In addition to exploring the importance of each pillar individually, Brandon also looks at how they interact with each other. He explains that when we take responsibility for our actions and decisions while maintaining our integrity, we create an environment where we can develop meaningful relationships with others, which in turn helps us build strong foundations for our lives. Furthermore, he emphasizes that this process must be done without judgment or criticism if it is going to be effective. Throughout the book, Brandon offers advice on how readers can apply these concepts in their daily lives. He encourages them to become aware of their thoughts and feelings so they can better understand themselves and make more informed decisions about their behavior. Additionally, he suggests ways people can cultivate healthier relationships with friends and family members by being honest about their needs while still respecting boundaries. Finally, Brandon stresses the importance of learning from mistakes rather than beating oneself up over them, and reminds readers that no matter what challenges they face in life, there is always hope for growth if they are willing to put in the effort required. P. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Self-esteem is a key factor in achieving success and happiness. Self-esteem is an important factor in determining how successful and happy a person can be in life. It is a measure of how much a person values and respects themselves, and how much they believe in their own abilities. Main idea number 2. Self-esteem is a skill that can be learned. Self-esteem is not something that is fixed, but rather a skill that can be developed and improved over time. Through practice and dedication, anyone can learn to increase their self-esteem and use it to create a life they love. Main idea number 3. Self-esteem is based on 6 core beliefs. Self-esteem is based on 6 core beliefs about oneself, including self-acceptance, self-responsibility, self-assertiveness, self-awareness, purposefulness, and integrity. Main idea number 4. Self-esteem is a choice. Self-esteem is a choice that each person makes for themselves. It is not something that is given to them, but rather something that they must choose to cultivate and nurture. Main idea number 5. Self-esteem is a process. Self-esteem is not a destination, but rather a process that requires ongoing effort and dedication. It is a journey that requires a person to continually challenge themselves and strive to become the best version of themselves. Main idea number 6. Self-esteem is a habit. Self-esteem is a habit that must be practiced and reinforced on a daily basis. It is important to make self-esteem a part of one's daily routine in order to ensure that it is maintained and strengthened. Main idea number 7. Self-esteem is a form of self-care. Self-esteem is a form of self-care that is essential for a person's overall well-being. It is important to take the time to nurture and cultivate one's self-esteem in order to ensure that it is strong and healthy. Main idea number 8. Self-esteem is a form of self-protection. Self-esteem is a form of self-protection that helps a person to stay safe and secure. It is important to cultivate a strong sense of self-esteem in order to protect oneself from negative influences and experiences. Main idea number 9. Self-esteem is a form of self-expression. Self-esteem is a form of self-expression that allows a person to express their true self. It is important to cultivate a strong sense of self-esteem in order to ensure that one's true self is expressed in all aspects of life. Main idea number 10. Self-esteem is a form of self-empowerment. Self-esteem is a form of self-empowerment that allows a person to take control of their life and make positive changes. It is important to cultivate a strong sense of self-esteem in order to ensure that one is empowered to make the changes they desire. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Self-esteem is a crucial component of achieving success and happiness. It is the foundation upon which we build our lives, and it affects how we interact with others, how we approach challenges, and how resiliently we can bounce back from setbacks. People with high self-esteem tend to be more confident in their abilities, have higher levels of motivation, are better able to take risks and try new things without fear of failure or criticism. Having strong self-esteem also helps us form healthier relationships with ourselves and those around us. We become less likely to compare ourselves negatively to others or feel inadequate when faced with difficult tasks. Instead, we learn to trust our own judgment and value our unique skill sets that make us who we are. Ultimately, having healthy self-esteem allows us to live life on our own terms, free from the shackles of insecurity or low expectations for ourselves. When this happens, success becomes easier because it's no longer about proving something externally, instead it's about fulfilling our potential as individuals. Main idea number 2. Self-esteem is an important skill that can be learned and developed over time. It involves understanding yourself, your strengths and weaknesses, and learning to accept them. Self-esteem also requires developing a positive attitude towards yourself, believing in your own worthiness, and having the courage to take risks and try new things. With practice, you can learn how to use self-esteem as a tool for creating a life you love. The process of building self-esteem begins with recognizing what areas need improvement or attention. This could include identifying negative thought patterns or behaviors that are holding you back from achieving your goals. Once these have been identified, it's important to focus on replacing them with more positive ones, such as setting realistic expectations for yourself or engaging in activities that make you feel good about yourself. It's also essential to practice self-care by taking care of your physical health through exercise and healthy eating habits, getting enough sleep, spending quality time with friends, engaging in hobbies or activities that bring joy, expressing gratitude for all the good things in life, being kinder to oneself when mistakes are made, forgiving oneself when necessary, practicing mindfulness techniques like meditation or yoga, seeking professional help if needed. By committing to this process of learning how to increase one's self-esteem, anyone can create a life they love filled with meaningful relationships, fulfilling work opportunities, personal growth experiences, all while feeling confident about themselves along the way. Main idea number 3. Self-acceptance is the belief that one is worthy of love and respect, regardless of their flaws or mistakes. It involves recognizing both positive and negative aspects of oneself without judgment. Self-responsibility means taking ownership for one's actions, thoughts, and feelings. This includes being accountable for the consequences of those actions as well as understanding how they affect others. Self-assertiveness is the ability to express oneself in a direct yet respectful manner while standing up for one's rights. It also involves setting boundaries with others so that one can be treated with respect. Self-awareness refers to having an accurate perception of oneself, including strengths, weaknesses, values, beliefs, emotions, and using this knowledge to make informed decisions. Purposefulness entails having meaningful goals and aspirations in life that are aligned with personal values and beliefs. Integrity requires living according to these values even when it may not be easy or popular to do so. Together, these six core beliefs form the foundation upon which self-esteem is built. Main idea number 4. Self-esteem is a choice that each person makes for themselves. It is not something that can be given to them, but rather something they must choose to cultivate and nurture. Self-esteem involves recognizing one's own worth and value as an individual, and having the courage to accept oneself despite any flaws or shortcomings. This means taking responsibility for one's thoughts, feelings, actions, and decisions in life. It also requires being honest with oneself about what needs improvement or change. The process of developing self-esteem begins by understanding how our beliefs shape our view of ourselves. We need to identify any negative beliefs we may have about ourselves so we can challenge them with more positive ones. We should also practice self-compassion by treating ourselves kindly when mistakes are made or goals are not achieved right away. Finally, it's important to take action towards achieving our goals in order to build confidence in our abilities. By making the conscious decision to work on improving their self-esteem every day, individuals can create a life they love filled with joy and fulfillment. Main idea number 5. Self-esteem is a process that requires ongoing effort and dedication. It is an ever-evolving journey of self-discovery, growth, and development. To build strong self-esteem, one must be willing to challenge themselves and strive for personal excellence. This means taking the time to reflect on your values, goals, strengths, weaknesses, successes, and failures in order to gain insight into who you are as a person. It also involves actively engaging in activities that promote positive feelings about yourself, such as setting realistic goals for yourself and celebrating your accomplishments when they are achieved. Additionally, it's important to practice self-care by doing things that make you feel good, like spending time with friends or family or engaging in hobbies or activities that bring joy into your life. Building strong self-esteem takes work, but it can be incredibly rewarding if done correctly. By committing to this process of continual reflection and improvement, you will find yourself becoming more confident in who you are as a person, which will lead to greater success both personally and professionally. Main idea number 6. Self-esteem is a habit that must be cultivated and reinforced on a daily basis. It requires conscious effort to make self-esteem part of one's routine, but the rewards are worth it. By making self-esteem an integral part of your life, you can create positive changes in how you think about yourself and how others perceive you. Start by taking time each day to focus on what makes you unique and special. Make sure to recognize your strengths and accomplishments, no matter how small they may seem. Celebrate successes, both big and small, as this will help build up your confidence over time. It is also important to practice self-care activities such as exercise, healthy eating habits, getting enough sleep, meditating, or journaling regularly. These activities can help reduce stress levels, which can have a negative impact on our overall sense of well-being. Finally, surround yourself with people who support and encourage you in all aspects of life, from family members to friends or colleagues at work. These relationships should provide emotional nourishment that helps boost your self-esteem. Main idea number 7. Self-esteem is an important form of self-care that can have a profound impact on our overall well-being. It involves taking the time to nurture and cultivate one's own sense of worth, value, and respect for oneself. When we take care of ourselves in this way, it helps us to feel more confident and secure in our lives. This can lead to greater success in relationships, work, school, and other areas. In order to build strong self-esteem, it is important to practice positive affirmations about yourself each day. These affirmations should be specific statements that focus on your strengths and accomplishments rather than weaknesses or failures. Additionally, engaging in activities that make you feel good about yourself, such as exercise or creative pursuits, can help boost your self-esteem over time. Finally, surrounding yourself with supportive people who encourage you will also help foster healthy self-esteem. Having someone who believes in you can give you the confidence needed to tackle any challenge life throws at you. Main idea number 8. Self-esteem is a form of self-protection that helps a person to stay safe and secure. It is an important tool for protecting oneself from negative influences and experiences, as it allows us to recognize our own worth and value in the world. When we have strong self-esteem, we are better able to stand up for ourselves when faced with criticism or adversity. We can also more easily identify situations where we may be taken advantage of or manipulated. Having high self-esteem gives us the confidence to make decisions based on what is best for us rather than what others want us to do. It also enables us to take risks without fear of failure because we know that even if things don't turn out as planned, our sense of worth will remain intact. Self-esteem provides a buffer against feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges and helps keep our spirits buoyant during difficult times. Ultimately, cultivating strong self-esteem can help create a life you love by allowing you to feel empowered in your choices and relationships while still being open enough to learn from mistakes along the way. Main idea number 9. Self-esteem is a form of self-expression that allows a person to express their true self. It is an important part of personal growth and development, as it helps us to understand our own worth and value in the world. Self-esteem can be developed through positive experiences, such as receiving compliments or recognition for accomplishments, or by engaging in activities that make us feel good about ourselves. Additionally, we can also build our self-esteem by setting realistic goals and working towards them with determination. Having strong self-esteem means being able to accept both your strengths and weaknesses without judgment. It involves having confidence in yourself and believing that you are capable of achieving whatever you set out to do. With this kind of mindset, it becomes easier to take risks and try new things without fear of failure or criticism from others. Cultivating healthy levels of self-esteem is essential for leading a fulfilling life because it gives us the courage to pursue our dreams while still remaining grounded in reality. When we have high levels of self-confidence, we become more resilient when faced with challenges. Instead of giving up easily when something doesn't go according to plan, we are better equipped at finding solutions. Main idea number 10. Self-esteem is a form of self-empowerment that allows individuals to take control of their lives and make positive changes. It is essential for people to develop a strong sense of self-esteem in order to be able to create the life they want. Self-esteem gives us the confidence and courage we need to face our fears, challenge ourselves, and strive for success. With high levels of self-esteem, we can set goals and work towards achieving them without fear or hesitation. Having healthy levels of self-esteem also helps us build meaningful relationships with others. We are more likely to trust ourselves when it comes to making decisions about our relationships if we have good feelings about who we are as individuals. Additionally, having higher levels of self-worth makes it easier for us to accept criticism from others without feeling inadequate or unworthy. Finally, cultivating strong feelings of self-worth can help protect against depression and anxiety by providing an internal source of strength during difficult times. When faced with challenging situations, those with high levels of self-esteem will be better equipped emotionally and mentally than those who lack this important resource. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.